We're back with more 20-year anniversary moments. Brian Sexton along with John Osher here on Jaguars.com. And a couple of years ago, we really started to look at the history of the franchise when we put names into that Pride of the Jaguars. Tony Boselli, Fred Taylor, Mr. and Mrs. Weaver went in shortly after they sold the team to Shad Khan, and last year, Mark Brunell.
Well, and it really shows you, it's been a short-lived franchise so far. 20 years in comparison to the NFL is very short, but there have been a lot of very, very, very good players come through here. I personally think the right guy went in first. If you're debating the best players in this franchise history, I think Tony Boselli, 5 Pro Bowls. I think he was the best left tackle during the golden age of left tackles. I think he's the guy who should have gone in first. To me, he's still that guy who sort of defines the franchise. Some people feel differently.
Well, I for one, would think Fred is the guy who goes in because of the huge plays he gave. I thought he was underappreciated during his career, and he had some injuries that kept him off that Pro Bowl list. And some great players like LaDainian Tomlinson, who always seemed to get 30 touchdowns or something ridiculous that kept him out. But I just thought Fred was that explosive player. You know, it was his touchdown in the Monday night game against the Dolphins here that caught the attention of the nation. Of course, that very night, they had an ISO cam on an offensive tackle named Tony Boselli for the very first time in Monday Night Football history. I don't think you can go wrong either way with those two players.
Well, and it's neat because I think the three guys who are up there would all say right now they contributed to each other's success. You know, Fred wouldn't have been the same player without Tony at the start of his career, vice versa, very complimentary of each other. I think the right guys are up there, and it's always a fun debate, and it does show you there has been a lot of good players come through here so far with more to come.
There is one name missing from that era, and that's Jimmy Smith.
Sure.
And obviously people know his off-the-field travails, which have kept him away from Jacksonville for a time. Do you foresee the day when he goes up there?
Well, I certainly think so at some point, because whatever's going on off the field, I covered Jimmy in his prime, so did you.
Yeah.
A special player
who
probably is better and should be higher up on people's all-time list of all-time NFL receivers than he is. A very hard player to defend and one of the best of his era.
All right, we keep going, rolling through 20 years, folks. We've got a lot to cover, so stay tuned here on Jaguars.com.